23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Four seriously injured in Lusaka crash and a 5 hit in Kafue accident. Vandalism costs Zesco 30 million kwacha in asset losses across 5 provinces. And in Africa news, Malawi government faces questions after signing US minerals deal. Good afternoon. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Police in Lusaka have recorded a road traffic accident in which four passengers sustained serious injuries after jumping from a moving minibus in Matero Township. According to the Zambia Police Service, the incident happened on February 20, 2026, around 13 hours along on Sokoro Road opposite Chingwere School. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the incident involved a Toyota Hiace minibus driven by a 22-year-old Matero resident who allegedly lost control of the vehicle. Preliminary investigations indicate that passengers jumped through the door for fear of their safety. Investigations have further revealed that the driver was not licensed to operate the vehicle. Meanwhile, in Kafue, police recorded another accident the same day along the Kafue-Chirundu Road, about 30 kilometers south of the town. A Toyota Hiace carrying 16 passengers collided with the rear of a Shackman tanker truck while traveling in the same direction.
The accident involved two motor vehicles. The first was the Shackman tanker truck and trailer, registration numbers BLD5108 and BLD5097, driven by Foden Simbeye, age 57, of Kabanola compound, Lusaka, traveling towards Chirundu. The second vehicle was a Toyota Hiace minibus, registration number BBD2690, driven by Mwandu Kaule of Chauma compound, Kafue. The minibus was carrying 16 passengers and traveling in the same direction. Preliminary investigations indicate that the driver of the Toyota Hiace minibus failed to maintain a safe following distance and collided with the rear of the Shackman tanker. As a result of the collision, 5 passengers sustained minor injuries, while 11 passengers escaped unhurt.
The Zambia Electric Supply Corporation, ZESCO, says vandalism has cost the company 30 million kwacha in asset losses across five provinces, with the Copperbelt province accounting for 25 million kwacha of the total. Speaking during a media briefing in Kitwe, ZESCO Northern Division Manager, Engineer Kennedy Muchanga, said the utility recorded 13,300 cases of vandalism in 2025, of which 12,000 occurred in the Copperbelt province. Engineer Muchanga disclosed that 241 suspects were arrested in connection with vandalism, with 177 arrests recorded on the Copperbelt, while 80 offenders have since been convicted and are serving sentences. He said ZESCO has strengthened security measures and intensified inspections to protect its infrastructure.
We recorded 13,300 cases of vandalism in the five provinces on the north of Zambia, where 12,000 out of these 13,300 cases were recorded only on the Copperbelt province. The five provinces had an asset loss of 30 million, and 25 million of this total came out from the Copperbelt province as a loss due to vandalism of the ZESCO assets. We managed to make 241 arrests due to vandalism, and 177 of these arrests were made on the Copperbelt province.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Senior Security Officer Ken Suze said that youths and artists have been engaged to help us spread the anti-vandalism message through roadshows aimed at encouraging young people to take ownership of public infrastructure.
It's bringing back that sense of ownership back to the community. It is reminding them that at the end of the day, what we really need is not so much of reinforcement in security. Because, you know, the fact is this: laws, regulation, security systems, yes, they will help in trying to solve the problem, but that alone is not enough, because they don't get to the root core. They don't get to the aspect of what? Mindset change and character. And that's where our artists come in place.
Area Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Director Esther Ngambi emphasized the importance of youth participation in promoting sustainable development and combating vandalism. She urged young people to safeguard the government infrastructure and report acts of vandalism. Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe has appealed to the Minister of Justice to construct a modern subordinate court in the district. Mr. Kapungwe said that the district is currently operating from office space that is unsuitable for court proceedings, and stressed the urgent need for a proper court building to improve the delivery of justice services. The DC made the appeal through Minister of Justice Princess Kasune, who visited the district.
Because at certain times we have taken it for granted to be a court. Our plea through the office man and other relevant institutions is to have them a modern infrastructure which should fit the status of the subordinate court. Sincerely, and they need constitutional time. You know, there are cases, some of them are quite sensitive, and this is a public place where all the traffic and news of agriculture, community development, and our district administration. So they are really inconvenient. There is something to pray that we grant them the status.
And in response, Ms. Kasune assured that the government will consider the request and take appropriate action to address the matter.
Let's recommend you for your initiative, first of all, to the commissioner, the ability to improvise, to come up with a place where at least two cases can be held, and then you, magistrate, to and your colleagues, to be able to sit in there. And you were just showing me the statistics that last year you had 456 cases, and how many were disposed of? 93, which is about.
Emufilila-based human rights activist Francis Mwenya